On December the 8th, 1980, John Winston Lennon would be shot dead outside the Dakota building.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away. Somewhere alone. It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like...
At 6:30 p.m. on October the 9th, 1940, the world would welcome one of the most talented and amazing people to grace the music and art world. Born at Oxford Street Maternity Hospital in Liverpool, John Winston Lennon came into the world on the quietest of nights for the small town. John, born Sir Alfred and Julia Lennon, lived an interesting childhood. Her mother, Julia, enjoyed being by herself and going out, so the thought of a child was more of a burden than a blessing. John's father, Alfred, was a seaman and was usually out at sea and rarely home. Instead of being cared for by his parents, he was reared by his aunt, Mary Mimi Smith, and Uncle George.
Mother, you had me, but I never had
Then in May of 1955, Lennon would catch the bug that was spreading over Britain. It was called skiffle, a form of folk and rock and roll music, and as many boys at the time, forming a skiffle band was a top priority. So Lennon gathered some of his schoolmates and formed a band called the Quarrymen after the grammar school. Band members came and went, but the most important moment in history came on July the 6th, 1957, while the band was playing at the Walton Parish Church Fete. John Lennon would meet Paul McCartney, and he would soon, after that first meeting, become part of the band.
I'm George and I play a guitar.
I'm John and I play a guitar.
I'm Ringo and I play the drums.
I'm Paul and I play the bass.
In September 1957, Lennon enrolled at the Liverpool Art College. There he met his first wife, Cynthia, and his best friends, Stuart Sutcliffe and Bill Harry, who would later publish his first works and help promote the Beatles on the local circuit. The years 1960 to 61 proved to be the biggest years for the small band from Liverpool. The Beatles travelled to Hamburg and would later meet Brian Epstein. Then in 1962, they signed their first contract with Parlophone under the management of Epstein. During that time, John married Cynthia, and on April the 8th, 1963, John's first son, Julian Lennon, was born. In 1963, the Beatles had international success. Everything was going so perfectly in the Beatles' career until it came to a screeching halt. Lennon made a comment during an interview with Maureen Cleave in which he stated the Beatles were bigger than Jesus. After many weeks of anti-Beatle rallies and demonstrations, John apologised to the public. It was at the end of 1966 that the Beatles decided to stop touring, and John's personal life would take a new direction.
This girl who I was pretty close to was a reporter from the London Evening Standard. In fact, we were very close. And she came, and I was just in one of my... I was just not in a good mood. I wasn't making a big statement. I was not in a good mood, and there'd been a record out or something, and maybe it wasn't going so well. They'd been knocking us in the press, you know. They're always either loving us or hating us. There was never anything in between, same as they do with Dylan or any of us now. And she came, and she was intimating that we were slipping, and I was in a bad mood. I said, slipping? We're bigger than Jesus. Just no thought whatsoever like that. And you print it. It looks like it's a statement. In England, nobody took any notice. You know, they know. This guy's blabbing off. You know, who is he? But over here, you know, some lunatic gets his clan mask on and starts running around and burning crosses. So it was that flippant.
What he said and meant was that he was astonished that in the last 50 years, the church in England, and therefore Christ, had suffered a decline in interest. He did not mean to boast about the Beatles' fame. He meant to point out that the Beatles' effect appeared to be, to him, a more immediate one upon certainly the younger generation. And in these circumstances, John is deeply concerned and regrets that people with certain religious beliefs should have been offended in any way whatsoever.
Well, originally I was pointed out that fact in reference to England, that we meant more to kids than Jesus did, or religion, at that time. I wasn't knocking it or putting it down, I was just saying it as a fact. And it is true, especially more for England than here. You know, I'm not saying that we're better or greater, or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person, or God as a thing, or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said, and it was wrong, or was taken wrong, and now it's all this.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk because I thought they'd kill me. You know, because they take things so seriously here, you know. I mean, they shoot you and then they realise that it wasn't that important. So, I didn't want to go, but Brian and Paul and the other Beatles persuaded me to come, you know. I was scared, stiff, you know. And I look at this, a couple of press conferences on film where I'm sort of saying, well, what I really meant was I wasn't condoning that we were bigger than Jesus. I was just saying, well, the fact is kids follow us and not Jesus. And I was going through all this sort of hypocrisy and terrified, you know. I was really scared. One night on a show in the South somewhere, somebody let off a firecracker while we were on stage, and there'd been threats to shoot us. The Klan were burning Beatle records outside, and a lot of crew-cut kids were joining in with them, and somebody let off a firecracker, and every one of us, I think it's on film, look at each other, because each thought it was the other that had been shot. It was that bad, you know? I don't know how I did it. That's when that was the last tour.
In November of 1966, Lennon met Japanese artist Yoko Ono at the Indica Gallery in London. It was also during this time that their manager, Brian Epstein, would die from an accidental drug overdose. After his death, John and Yoko became closer, and he sponsored an exhibit by Yoko, the Listen Arts Gallery. It was also in that same month that his first solo film role was premiered, in How I Won the War. After their stay at Maharishi's camp was over, John's marriage to Cynthia fell apart, and he moved in with Yoko. On March the 20th, 1969, John and Yoko were married in Gibraltar. Both continued to create avant-garde art together, and later created the Plastic Ono Band. It was the following year that the Beatles would be no more, and John would go on to create an amazing solo career with the help of his new wife. The year of 1972 was filled with hardships for John. During the course of the year, John had to fight to obtain his green card, which he wouldn't receive until 1976, and he also was fighting for many political issues. In 1973, John would have an affair with his secretary May Pang in Los Angeles. He returned after his self-proclaimed long weekend with Pang, and once again lived with Yoko in New York. Then on John's 35th birthday, October the 9th, 1975, his second son, Sean, was born. After the birth of his son, John decided to put music on hold for a while so he could spend more time with him. John even described himself as a house husband. Then in the late summer of 1980, John thought it was time to get back into the music scene and began to record his first album in 6 years. However, tragedy struck and these new dreams and projects would be put on hold forever. On December the 8th, 1980, John Winston Lennon would be shot dead outside the Dakota Building.
Imagine there